With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is April the 18th. Actually, today is tax deadline day. We got an extra couple of days. I believe the rule is if it falls on a Friday, they give you all weekend to sweat through it. So hopefully you've either filed your extension or you've signed off today at midnight, I believe, is the deadline. The Dow, listen, we had a market within a market so far. As I went to bed last night, the futures were down about 100 points because of the no oil freeze agreement that did not happen. They were hoping for an oil freeze agreement. It did not happen. Futures were way down. We opened up down about 40 points, and now guess what? We're up 47 to 17,944, just 56 points away from 18,000. The S&P 500 also up. The S&P 500 is up 4 points right now. It was down just a little while ago, 2,084 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ up 5 points. That works out to 4,943. And the big rebound that I've seen since the market opened to the negative, the oil stocks have come back. The oil stocks opened up initially down and were weighing on the averages, and now I see a lot of them almost back to where they began the day. Crude oil, however, remains down. Crude oil is down 4%, $39.93. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in Doha over the weekend. Gold up 0.6% right now. Gold is at $1,242. The euro up a little bit against the dollar. Euro checks in this morning at 1.1308, and the 10-year yield is at 1.78%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where it's going to be about 84 degrees today. And boy, is that ocean blue, and is that San Diego Harbor? Blue water today, blue skies, beautiful day in San Diego. OPEC finally agreed on something over the weekend, the much anticipated, the much ballyhooed meeting that the oil ministers held. They decided not to meet. Well, they did meet. They were all there. But there was one big participant who was not there, and they decided to just postpone and cancel the meetings. And that participant that was not there was Iran. Iran said, we're not agreeing to any oil freeze. Well, they said that by not attending the meeting. They're ramping up their oil production to try to get it back on the markets. After quite an absence, they need the money. Oil stocks were sinking at the open, and oil stocks now have been making quite a nice comeback since the open of the market. So they have no agreement to cut production. But what's helping? What has really overcome the bad news out of Doha? It's the Fed. You cannot fight the Fed. What's the Fed done? They've gone dovish, and this morning we have another Fed president. The Fed's Dudley says rate increases are going to be gradual and cautious. So I wouldn't expect any rate hikes here in April, maybe not even May, maybe not until after the November elections. That's my prediction anyways, but you never know with that Fed. They can change awfully quickly. But suffice it to say that when the Fed's Dudley came out this morning and said cautious, the word cautious, the markets, which were down about 50 points, turned around on a dime, and now they're up 50 points, 40 points right now. Keep your eye on the Fed in 2016. Brazil, things not going so good down there. They will be having the Olympics here in several months. Hey, I like the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I used to be a big track and field fan, watching all of those world records being broken. I mean, remember the golden years of Jim Ryan and Bob Segrin, the pole vault, and Dwight Stones and the high jump, and on and on and on, the great athletes. You know, the Olympics are an exciting thing, but they're going to have a problem this year. They're going to be in Brazil, and right now the president of Brazil is under impeachment. They did vote to impeach her over the weekend. That happened yesterday. And Brazil's markets have had quite a run here. They like the idea, I guess, of Miss Rousseff being impeached. We'll keep our eye on that story. What else do we have? Ecuador death toll now has risen to 350 after a major earthquake. That ring of fire. Ecuador, what was it, Japan, Kyushu Island, several days before that. A lot of people losing their lives and their property here recently to earthquakes in diverse places. The Nikkei down 3.4%. The Nikkei down overnight, strong yen. You know, the Nikkei, the Japanese economy, they've gone negative on interest rates, hoping to drive their currency down, and it's had just the opposite effect. Their currency is rocking its way higher right now, and it's really hurting them. And on top of that, they have this big earthquake, and you have a lot of suppliers like Toyota and Honda and chip suppliers all of a sudden having to say, hey, we're going to ramp down our production right now because our suppliers are having problems due to the earthquake. We do have some earnings out this morning. You know, we're going to get a lot of earnings reports this week. We are now really in the midst of earnings season. In fact, of the 500 S&P 500 companies, 35 have reported earnings so far, and 71%. It's funny how that always seems to be the number. About 71 to 72% of companies have beat their earnings so far. So far, there's been an 8.2 overall upside surprise to those earnings estimates. And we have some more coming in today. Pepsi beats by 8 cents. Hasbro, boy, they're selling those Disney dolls, aren't they? The Frozen characters. Hasbro beats by 14 cents. That stock breaking out today. Morgan Stanley beats by 9 cents. Grainger beats by 32 cents. And we have Lennox, which makes air conditioning and heating units. They beat by 5 cents, so a pretty good day of earnings so far here on this Monday. And we'll get more earnings as the week progresses. And I update that every week in my newsletter. In fact, this Friday, I updated my target price and my earnings estimates for this year for the S&P 500. You can sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every week at GundersonCapital.com. And let's see, Apple. What about Apple? What's going on at Apple? They're telling their suppliers to be prepared to ramp down production of the parts that we use to make iPhones. You know, I don't own Apple. I sold it a long time ago. It's had a little rally here recently. I just think that the fervor has gone out of the new iPhone replacements. People aren't standing in line anymore. That fervor, kind of like Beatlemania, has died down, and I don't think Apple's going to get it back. And for that reason, Apple is not a stock that I own in my portfolios today. Well, anyways, I said last week, when the market closed last Wednesday, I went in and I talked to Rob Sanford for a little bit, and I said, you know, Rob, today was the best day in the market that I've seen so far this year. I said, I saw stocks like fish boiling on the surface, breaking out all over the place. It was absolutely the best day of the year. Well, that was the subject of this week's newsletter. The title of the newsletter was Breakouts. I could have called it boiling all over the place, something like that. Fish boils, fish breaking the surface. I call a breakout a stock that breaks through its ceiling, its resistance level, its old high, breaking out to new highs or recent highs. It wasn't in every sector of the market, however, and it wasn't every stock in the market, however. It never is. It was centered in some very important areas of the market right now, that are reacting to the conditions that we have in the world today. Those conditions were reiterated just a little while ago by one of the Fed presidents. The words he used, cautious. We can go cautious. What was the other word he used? He said we can go cautious and we can be careful. No, gradual. Gradual and cautious. And that has set the theme for the market here in 2016, because it was not the theme we were expecting when we began the new year. Well, when we come back, I'm going to name some names. I'm going to shine my spotlight on some areas of the market that are benefiting from this new paradigm in the market that we all of a sudden have in 2016. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. All right. Fish breaking all over the ocean last week. Stocks breaking out like I haven't seen so far this year. And I kind of pretty much predicted that it was coming. I said, look, with this Fed turning around on a dime, we have to completely go in a different direction this year in 2016. It looked like the bear market was upon us. It looked like with the tightening Fed slowing earnings that the market was doomed, technicals breaking down, very, very close to entering into a bear market in January. And then on a dime, in comes the Fed with their cautious and gradual stance after making the first rate hike in December. And we were expecting more this year. And there's still some Fed governors, presidents out there that want more. But it doesn't matter because the voice of the Fed, the one that holds the gavel, is Miss Yellen. And she has given no indication whatsoever that she's going to back down from the 180-degree turn that she did back in January. The turnaround in the market has been stunning. It's been jaw-dropping. Once again, we learn a very, very important lesson in the market, and that is that you cannot fight the Fed. And you know that there's been many people over the last several years who have been fighting the Fed, and they've been wrong. They said markets were going to tank, gold was going to soar, the dollar was going to get crushed. They've been wrong. Now they're doubling down on their bets. I see certain doomsayers, their stuff is everywhere, all over the internet. Well, I mean, they're starting to be right about the dollar. The dollar is starting to collapse. Gold is making its most significant move that it's made in many years. It's up 16% so far this year. But now all of a sudden we've got this cautious and gradual Fed in the mix once again. And a lot of these areas of the market that were threatening to go into bear market territory have now turned around on a dime. And they are moving to the upside once again. We had the small cap index almost go into a bear market. That's the Russell 2000. In fact, it went into a bear for one day and visited bear market territory for one day. Said, I don't like this. I'm getting out of here. And we've had a nice rally since then in the small cap stocks. The NASDAQ went into bear territory for one day in January, and it came roaring back. It's almost back to 5,000 now, 4,951. It got as low as 4,200 back in January, and it looked like it was going to collapse into that bear market, one that we haven't seen in the last 7 years. The emerging markets were absolutely getting slaughtered in January. It looked like there was no end to it. And I gotta believe that these were some reasons that the Fed stepped forward and did their 180-degree turn. They did not like what they saw. The whole world was catching fire. The emerging markets have rebounded since then. South American markets, which were really getting crushed, the Brazilian market, the Argentinian market, Chile, Peru, oh my gosh, they were getting clobbered. And guess what? They have come storming back. They have come storming back since then. And let's not forget commodities. Commodities were getting absolutely crushed. And that continued as we began the new year. Oil was hitting new lows. We got down to $26 a barrel. Gold was going nowhere. Commodities finally bottomed midway, late in January, and they've been storming back. And you would say, well, all of a sudden, is there demand for Latin America goods that weren't there before? Why are they storming back? Is there demand for oil all of a sudden? Is there tremendous demand for gold all of a sudden, just out of nowhere? Did it turn on a dime? No. The Fed turned on a dime. And the Fed turning on a dime caused our dime, 10 of them make up a U.S. dollar, Actually, about 8 of them make up a U.S. dollar these days. And the dollar went crashing down. And commodities went higher. They react. They have an inverse relationship. They're contrary to each other. When one goes down, the other goes up. When the other goes up, the other goes down. You ever had a friend like that? You're just contrary to each other. Do the complete opposite. Well, that's the relationship between the dollar, the U.S. dollar, which I think is the most important chart to watch this year, in addition to listening on TV and to the radio to what the Fed is saying, because that's what is influencing the market. Where did I see the breakouts last week? As this gradual, as this cautious terminology continues to be espoused by the Fed. I saw breakouts like crazy in the gold stocks, which might be a little bit overheated here. I'm going to take a look again today at those gold stocks. But all of a sudden, there's some tremendous demand coming in, not for the bullion itself, but for the shares. People all of a sudden want exposure to gold because the dollar is going down. And you can look at the chart of the dollar that I put in my newsletter last weekend and how it's reversed course. It's gone completely 180. Last year, the multinationals were complaining about a strong dollar. It's hurting us over here in Peoria, Illinois, at Caterpillar. Look at the massive turnaround in Caterpillar stock at the end of January. Did all of a sudden the world wake up and say, I need a Caterpillar, call them up, we need some bulldozers over here in Taiwan? No, it's all about the U.S. dollar. Caterpillar bottomed in January at $56 a share. It's all the way back to $80 per share in just 2 months. That's how stunning this reversal is. I think their yield got up to close to 5%. Now it's down to 4% because the stock itself has come storming back. And other multinationals, I don't own Caterpillar, but I own Honeywell. It's a honey of a well right now, breaking out to new all-time highs, and it still sports a pretty good dividend. Therein lies one of the areas of the market that is benefiting right now from this sudden reversal by the Fed. Multinationals, headquartered right here in the U.S., that sell overseas, instead of having the strong dollar wind blowing in their face, they have the strong dollar wind, the weak dollar wind right now, in their back, blowing at their backs. This is where you want to have it if you're a multinational. Let's not forget the oil stocks, which were down at one point today. They have come storming back despite the news out of Doha, no agreement. You know why they're storming back? Because the Fed spoke since then. They said that word cautious. The dollar went down after that, and the oil stocks are rebounding. When we come back, I'll name some more names and some more neighborhoods that are benefiting from this new paradigm. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half. A little Ted Nugent to get you going on this start of the week. Market up 63 right now. Boy, that's pretty good. It's all about the Fed. I'm telling you, you have to follow the Fed. Where the Fed goes, that's if they say forward march, you've got to go forward march. And if they say about face, you've got to about face. Hey, let me describe a little scene that I saw this morning. It gets my blood boiling, getting excited about it just seems like summer's in the air. Maybe not in Houston, maybe not in Denver today, but down here in Southern California, summer is definitely kind of in the air. This morning as I was headed to work, it's now light. It's getting light in the mornings when I drive to work. That's always nice. I hate going to work in the dark. Some would say I'm in the dark when I get to work. But I was going to work this morning, and I passed this marina that leads out to the San Diego Bay and then eventually to the ocean. And I saw about five guys in a nice small little Parker boat with a cabin on it, pilot house. And they had their fishing poles, and the light was on in the boat. And you could just sense the excitement of these guys probably going out for their first fishing trip of the year 2016. And they'll stop on their way out. I'm sure the lunches have been packed. The drinks are cold in the cooler. They'll stop at the bait receiver to get their live bait. They'll break the harbor in a bit, and then they'll be headed out into the blue ocean in search of the elusive bluefin tuna, which have showed up in our waters here extremely early. Just the excitement and the anticipation. Well, believe it or not, I feel that same excitement, anticipation, breaking out here and looking at stock charts, which I've already looked at a bunch of, and I'm seeing a lot of breakouts right now in the market once again. I'll be on Twitter all day, at Bill Gunderson, and I might send out three or four tweets during the day if I see something that really makes my eyeballs pop out. I'll also, at the end of the day, you can just look at my website, GundersonCapital.com, or at the app, Best Stocks Now app, and see those tweets that I sent out, because I'm trying to point people in the area. On boats, we have radios. We have radios. We talk to one another. Well, nowadays you have cell phones. Some of the guys who don't want to give away their spots, they talk on secret cell phones out there. But there's a radio. Everybody has a marine radio, and we listen in for the guys who are out there fishing today. Sometimes at my desk, I'll listen to my marine radio that I have on my desktop computer just to kind of get an idea of what it's like out there and dream that I'm out there while I'm looking at stocks. But I tweet out where I see the fish breaking, where we're hooking up some, putting some on the boat. I've already named a few areas, and I want to continue to name a few areas. And then I want to get to my current asset allocation. I've been very busy over the last month or so here, 6 weeks, really since the end of January, in putting some more positions here in my accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm draining my cash here at Gunderson Capital. We're not out yet, but I've put a lot of it to work here recently. I've already named a couple of areas. The multinationals that pay good dividends. Tremendous reversal there. I've put a few oil stocks into my portfolios. Tremendous reversals there. And as you know, I've been pretty hot on the gold stocks here. I already cashed in a quick one. I made 21% in one of the largest gold stocks around. I plan on getting back into it. I still like the long-term prospects for gold, but I just thought maybe it was a little overheated in the short run. Now, all of these areas that I'm naming are benefiting from a falling dollar. That's the theme here in 2016. Let's not forget the emerging markets. Let's not forget the beleaguered emerging markets. We're seeing rebounds in China. I now own two stocks, big blue chips from China. I've been looking at South America. I own a couple there from South America now. I've been looking at Argentina, where they have a new leader, a pro-business leader, got rid of the socialist regime that almost bled the country dry. Now they have a pro-businessman. President Obama met with him just a few weeks ago. We watched it on TV. He's a businessman. No, he's not a Donald Trump. He's a businessman that is pro-business, bringing that Argentinian economy back into the world of trading and whatnot. They're actually selling Argentinian bonds once again, which have not been, there has not been a market for them for a long, long time. I've also been looking at commodity-based stocks, steel stocks, believe it or not. Companies that make steel, heavy metal. That's why we started this segment with Ted Nugent playing some heavy metal I haven't owned steel stocks for many, many years. I now own some steel stocks. And let's not forget some of the big leading technology stocks, the technology stocks of today. Do you know that Amazon is up 150 points since its February low? That's one of my biggest holdings here at my firm. Do you know that Google is up over 100 points since its February low? And it's breaking out again today. Another area of the ocean. Amazon, by the way, is breaking out to the upside once again. So now we have some wide swaths of the market that are producing. I've just named quite a few areas. And of course, as always, within those wide swaths that are producing, there's always some spots within those swaths that are producing better than the rest. You want to go for the leaders. If you're looking for a gold stock, you want to own the leaders, not the laggards. If you want to own a steel stock, you want to own the leaders, not the laggard. How do you find the leaders? Well, I use my app in a shameless plug. That's what I invented it for. I invented it for myself, not for you. But I decided to share it because I liked what I saw. No, it doesn't point me exactly to the exact stock that's going to break out tomorrow. One day, a while back, a guy tweeted to me, Gunderson, can you let me know before a stock breaks out? I said, how soon do you want to know? 10 minutes before or 20 minutes? How much time do you need to run to your telephone? I don't know, some people. I said, I'll do the best. Look, I'm going to name names. You do with them what you want to do. I'm just showing you the areas of the market that are quite vibrant right now. You know, one of the features, you can click on sectors in the app. Okay, sectors. And then you can go, all right, Bill has a sector, let's see, basic materials. That's where you'd find a lot of these commodity-related stocks. And look what's on top. Look at the highest ranked stocks there in the basic materials. That's where you're going to find your silver stocks, your gold stocks, your steel stocks, etc. To me, it points me to the leaders as opposed to the laggards. Now, let me get to my current asset allocation in the market. As you know, in the first few weeks of this year, we had a false alarm. You know, I hear all the time, sitting here on the 19th floor in San Diego, I hear the fire alarms, or I hear the fire engines going out. Sometimes I'll see many fire engines headed to a spot, and I'll say, what in the world is going on? 9 times out of 10, it's a false alarm, and they return. But it's better that they go and check on things, just in case, isn't it? Well, we had a fire alarm. We had a bear alarm go off, the loudest bear alarm that we've had so far during this 7-year bull run in the market, which is now in its 8th year. We had a loud, loud, loud bear alarm ring. And I raised a lot of cash for my clients. I don't want them to get caught on the 20th floor of a high-rise fire called a bear market that could reduce that 20-floor building down to a 10-story building. That's what happened back in 2008 and 2009. And I put in some safety nets, some inverse funds just in case. The Fed did a 180. I had to do a 180. It cost me some performance. But I had to put in the insurance to make sure, insurance isn't free, to make sure that we're not going into that 50% sell-off. When we come back, I'll talk about how much cash I put to work, what areas I've been putting it to work, and what my target price is for this year's S&P 500. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I think I've named about as many names and as many areas of the market. Those are the hot ones. That's where the action is taking place right now. And it all revolves around the Fed and the action that they've taken this year, or the inaction that they've taken this year, and the about face that they've done on their intentions this year. And while there are still some Fed governors and presidents out there that are saying, oh, we're still on track for 4 rate hikes, you know, all that matters is what Miss Yellen is saying, and that's not what she's saying. She's using the words gradual. She's using the words cautious. She's using the word patient. So, you know, that's telegraphing to the market. Don't be worried about interest rate hikes anytime soon. And in the meantime, folks, you have some clear sailing. And I've just named a lot of areas of the market that are really taking off right now. I had a hoard of cash at one time in January. I didn't blow it. I reinvested it in the market. And I've been investing it in these areas that we've been talking about. And I name specific names every week in my newsletter. I sent out over 11,000 newsletters on Saturday morning. You can get on my list to send out. Become 11,001 or 11,458, wherever we're at right now. You go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I take an in-depth dive into the market every Friday and Saturday. I give you my observations. You know, I'd like to talk to those guys. I saw a boat leaving the harbor this morning with 5 guys. Man, you could feel the excitement. Even though they were a couple hundred yards from my car driving to work, I could just feel the anticipation and the excitement as they were headed out to go on their foot. I'd like to talk to those guys when they come back. I'd like to meet them at the dock and say, hey, what was it like out there? Did you see any whales? Did you see any porpoise? Was there a lot of bait in the water? What was the water temperature? Was the water blue or was it green? Did you see any fish breaking the surface? The only way you're going to find out stuff like that is talk directly to them. And then, you know, a lot of fishermen, they zip their mouth shut. They're not going to tell you nothing for nothing. Not even their name, rank, and social security number. They're going to keep their observations quiet. Well, you know what? I just decided a long time ago that through the radio show, the medium of radio, which reaches a lot of people still, even today in today's age of internet and XM satellite and Sirius satellite and all the rest of it, a lot of people still listen to me through various methods, whether it be on their terrestrial radio station that is in their locale, or on their celestial radio station that is carried through the satellite waves somewhere, on their cell phones or through the internet, the magic of the internet. I'm going to name names, and I'm not going to mislead you. I'm not going to purposely point you in the wrong direction so I can have all the fish to myself. And there's no guarantees that these areas that I'm naming will continue to produce. But when they stop, I'll let you know. And I've named several areas of the market. I'm now down to only 16% cash position. At one time, I had almost a 60% position. When that fire alarm, when that bear alarm went off at the beginning of January, you can see that I take action when markets change. And even though there wasn't a fire, even though we were able to return to the fire station, put away our boots, put away our hatchets, put away our axes and our oxygen tanks, we were ready just in case. Because money can be made in a bear market. But this wasn't the time. This wasn't the one. This was the biggest bear alarm that we've had. So I had to flip on a 180 degree along with the Fed, put a lot of money to work. My hedges, my short position are now less than 2%, almost negligible. You say, well, why do you even have any hedges in place? You know, The older I get, the more I see these triple-digit up days and triple-digit down days. I've almost come to the point where I like having a hedge at all times in the market, even if it's a little one, because it can at least be a psychological boost on a day when the market's down 300 points. We'll have more days like that this year. And just to have that one little hedge say, hey, my hedge is doing well today, it's like having a little bit of insurance. I have 82% now invested in stocks, and I've named the areas of the market where I'm invested currently. And I get even more specific in my newsletter every weekend, which you can get by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Lastly, I've made no changes to my target price. We'll see how this earnings season ends up. But as we stand right now, the S&P 500 total earnings for that index look to be about $120 per share. Last year, we made about $117 per share. Using a multiple of 17, I get about a 2040 target price on the S&P. We're already beyond that. So obviously, we have to go within the S&P 500 into the areas of the market where there's value. And I just went through that at length during my big market look here that we do at the beginning of each week. Now, throughout the week, I'll continue to report on these earnings that are pouring in right now. This is going to be a very, very busy week of earnings. I'll continue to update my S&P 500 earnings projections. Now you say, well, why would you be in the market if it's fully valued? Well, now we're looking ahead to next year. And right now, next year, we're looking at about $132 per share in earnings, which would drive the market quite a bit higher from where it is now. So we'll take it a day at a time and a week at a time and a stock at a time and a sector at a time and an asset class at a time. But right now, the asset class is real estate, doing well. Asset class U.S. stocks, doing well. Asset class emerging markets, doing well. And asset class precious metals and other natural resources, doing well right now, until further notice. Now, if you'd like to talk to us about active management of your portfolio, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Good fishing, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.